One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. We are proudly sponsored by The Athletic, the best written coverage of Liverpool anywhere. You've probably heard of a couple of the writers, James Pearce and Simon Hughes. There's no ads, no annoying pop-ups, none of that. So if you want to check out The Athletic and receive 50% off your yearly subscription, follow the link that's in the description and in the pinned comment. Steve.
Hello.
Talking of The Athletic, they put an article out, I think, Raphael Honigstein actually wrote this one, wow. Basically talking about Sadio Mane and how he was moulded by RB Salzburg, the team that I'm playing tonight. And there's a quote here from Mel Sloob, who knows? Oh no, Schmidt, sorry. He says, as much as Salzburg made Sadio as a player, he also had a huge hand in making Salzburg as a team. Thanks to him and other new arrivals such as Kevin Campbell, we were able to change the style and really play the football we wanted to. From the first training session, it was immediately clear that he had all the raw ingredients to be a top player. He had to get to grips with some aspects of collective tactics, but it took him no time at all to come up to speed. I've rarely seen a player willing to work as hard and selflessly for his team. For the coach, he was a dream. I've watched a few highlight packages of Sadio Mane while he was playing for them, and he just seems like a rawer version of what we have now. He was fantastic.
Yeah, to be the Red Bull model gets a lot of criticism at times. I know, for example, Leipzig aren't the most popular team in the Bundesliga and such, but one thing they have done there is they've gotten really good at identifying talent and developing. They know for a fact that, I mean, they, in an ideal world, they would want Salzburg and they would want Leipzig to be like Real Madrid and Barcelona. They're probably not going to get there, but what they can do, their model of, they can spot young talent, they can develop them, and then they can sell them on. And that's what he did with Mane. And I agree, I've seen the same highlights you're talking about, and he does. He just looks like he's like the lump of clay at Liverpool, that he's been moulded.
Yeah, yeah.
Southampton helped him develop, and then he's come to Liverpool, and he's gone from that raw player to, one of the best players in the world.
You can still see the skills that he's producing now, the little step-overs, the little feints, the little just bursts of speed that he does constantly now. He had it in his locker then, and it's just the way that we've been able to mould him. I mean, RB Salzburg and Leipzig do the same thing where they press high, and that work rate, that intensity that we need at Liverpool, and especially defensively, to defend him from the front, he's fantastic.
I think a lot of teams around the world will have scouts watching Leipzig, and they'll have scouts watching Salzburg, because so many good players have come through those things, sort of those teams. So, you're looking at Mane, you're looking at Keita, you've got Timo Werner who's still there, who I think's destined to go to bigger and better things. Yeah. Haaland is probably at one point going to leave Salzburg, and if he continues on his path, he's going to have a good career as well. So, I'm not 100%. In favour of the model in terms of some of the stuff that Leipzig have done, but in terms of producing talent and producing good players, you can't fault it. And that's why the game tonight is a challenge, because they are raw, but they are well coached. They're a team who are used to winning, used to scoring goals, and they're going to give Liverpool a challenge.
Definitely. I mean, you spoke about Haaland there, we've got it on the screen. Haaland ready to face Liverpool, Salzburg boss confirms. This is on onefootball.com. Basically, he was speaking at his pre-match press conference. Haaland is ready. The only choice is whether he plays from the start or comes from the bench, which I cannot say for sure. And he goes on to speak about Liverpool, saying how he needs to play a perfect game, which is true, but it's one of them. A lot of talk about this guy. He's been fantastic for them this season. It's going to be a danger, but I mean, it's one of them. It's something that Liverpool have faced brilliant attackers in the Premier League, never mind in Europe. It's another test for this defence that we know can stand up to these types of players, don't we, Steve?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to say. You'd imagine if he does play, he's not going to be 100%. He has been ill. He hasn't played recently. He hasn't trained a lot either. And we're going to have our defence isn't going to be the same one. Mm-hmm. Matip's out, so I imagine it's Gomez. There's a chance it could be Lovren. You would imagine it's Joey Gomez. So it's a challenge for him. It's another challenge. It's the Champions League. It's meant to be challenging. Yeah. This is what you're here for.
Yeah, when we saw all the games last night, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Bayern Munich spanking Spurs, Real Madrid struggling with Bruges, yeah, Simon Mignolet's new club.
Yeah, and that Bruges game is the warning for Liverpool. Like, you are the champions of Europe. Yeah, you're the best team in Europe, probably on form at the minute, or one of them.
Mm.
If you're not at your game, Club Bruges can go to Real Madrid and get a draw.
Yeah.
Salzburg, they just used to win and they just used to score in goals. It's what they do. It's in their DNA.
Yeah.
You've got to be on your game. Like I say, I hope Haaland does play I hope he doesn't score, but he doesn't play well, but I would like to see him, see how he does. And then, listen, we've got the best defender in the world, so we should always be confident coming up against whoever. But I do think whoever partners Van Dijk, Haaland will target them.
Yeah,
whether it's Gomez or Lovren, so whoever it is, he's going to stand on them. He's going to try and get space off them, and they're going to have to be up to the challenge.
And I'm fully expecting to be. Let us know your thoughts in the comments about the game later. But Jürgen Klopp gives us his thoughts on the game later, and he says why we all have a job to do. And this is in the pre-match programme, the official match day programme, Klopp says, of course, as always, responsibility lies with us to perform in a way that inspires, which I fully agree with, but I keep using the word love about being back at home tonight, and I'm repeating it because it's the overriding feeling. I love that this is our home and we make it unique. I love that we have our own way, our own atmosphere. I know we'll need it tonight, and we will need it as much as any European game we have played in this place in the past 4 years. I think he's just trying to tell everyone in the crowd tonight, so if you're going, this is a message for you, is get up there. Welcome the European champions back to Anfield and show Salzburg what Anfield under the lights is all about. I love these atmospheres. I'm going to be at the back of the cop tonight. I genuinely cannot wait to not stop singing. I probably won't watch the game, Steve. I'm being honest with you.
I'll be honest. What I will say is that last line's a lie. We don't need it as much as any European game. I can assure you that's not true.
Yeah.
We needed it more against Barcelona, for example. But big Chelsea game for 2005. So that I get it. But I think what his point is that when you're at the top, it's easy to become blasé as fans. You can go to games and expect to win and whatever. And listen, Liverpool could beat Salzburg at empty ground because we're that good. But what he's saying is, don't think that we don't appreciate it, and it does make a difference. Like if you can give us that extra couple of percent, and you can intimidate a very young, inexperienced team who haven't been at this level for long. They're a relatively new team at this level. They were a Europa League team getting to semi-finals and stuff. So these are a good side. What he's saying is they're a good side. If you can help us and you can help hinder them, we need you. Don't just turn up expecting us to win all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's it's subliminally, it's a message to his players as well.
Yeah.
And I think, to be fair, what I've noticed in recent years under Liverpool, under Klopp, is that they become machine-like. They don't take their foot off the gas. They very rarely get caught cold. They don't get hit with a sucker punch of, we're just going to roll in and win this game. I don't think we're at that level yet. And I think that's because of him and his staff.
Definitely.
So the more of these messages he can get out, he's a very clever guy.
He knows what he's doing.
And he's just thrown out there, don't take this for granted. This is a Champions League group game. Exactly. We need you.
And especially after that Napoli game as well, you need to show going into Genk that you've got them points at home. You go into Genk, hopefully get six there, and then you can push
the
on them.
Yeah,
exactly. But like I say, if you want to see all the other pre-match content for the RB Salzburg game, we've obviously got the starting 11, the uncensored match build-up. Go and watch all that stuff. Really, really insightful stuff from all of the guests on them shows.
Including me.
Yeah, so you were on the show, Steve.
One of them, yeah. I'm at my best.
Yeah.
It's my best work, the Umbu.
Yeah, it's true. Red's News Roundup, which you filmed today, you're usually good, even though that devolved. That kind of just descends into madness, which I really enjoy, actually.
It does, yeah. But the Umbu's me at my A-game.
Yeah.
I'll go check the A-game.
There you go. Go and check that out for sure. Today is the birthday of Bobby Firmino and Alison Becker. And Paul Gorse, that we had actually on the newsroom a few weeks ago. But yeah, happy birthday to both of them. We just figured we'd throw that out there. Steve,
hello.
The title of the video is Leaked Kits.
It is Leaked
Kits. You showed me this morning. So I'll just run through the three of them to start with. This is the Nike Liverpool Liverpool 2021 home kit. Rumoured, it's not like to be fully confirmed.
Footy headlines are usually good at this kind of stuff. Okay. I think what it is that Nike will obviously, if the deal isn't done yet, but they will have to have plans in place for what the kits are going to look like now, because obviously it takes so long to manufacture, produce. They're going to have a rough design. Mm-hmm. And I think Footy headlines are found that the red is going to be similar to the Portuguese red kit.
As you can see there, yeah.
Which is a... It's lighter than the New Balance kit, but they're not going all the way back to like these kits that are behind us, for example, on the wall where they were bright, luminous red.
I did like the darker red.
I think the darker the better. Do you remember the Arsenal really dark one that he did? It was like a maroon. That was too dark.
It was too dark, yeah.
A shade back. I think these ones behind us now, the more you look at them, the more they look a little bit kiddie cartoony.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Speaking of which.
Well, here is the away kid. I mean, it's just a colour palette at the moment. Mm. It's not an actual kit. If we scroll down, it's saying it's going to be sort of like the accent colour. I mean, I don't know what I feel about this colour, to be honest with you.
Nike love a mad away. Sorry, Liverpool love doing this in general. They love doing like a bright. I think this one's like appeals for the younger kids. So
it kind of does match the green and the badge, to be fair.
I don't think they would use that badge. I think it would definitely have to be the
of course, but yeah.
I think what they're saying is like, again, I quite like it, but mm-hmm. Liverpool always like a kit that, I don't know what the word is. Appeals to the young. You can imagine your kids buying that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And to be fair, I think the players will look great in it. Mm-hmm. People on the street, maybe mm-hmm. not so much. We find that a lot with the kits. You're like,
the away kits are never. I don't think adults ever look good in the bright away. Remember Toxic Thunder? The bright orange.
Imagine
one.
You trying to wear Man City's shirt that they wore the other night. Imagine how terrible we were.
But young kids.
Yeah.
My kid loved the. The purple kit that we had a couple of years ago, and I could never have worn that. I don't look like
Barney.
I was going to say the hamburger. What's his name? Grimace. The hamburger would have been chasing me down County Road.
Yeah.
But he looks around, and I think this is the one where you could wear it casually. And that's why they always, I think, go for black kits.
Well, as you can see, I love a black shirt. I'll definitely be going after this. Mm. I really want the goalkeeper kit this season.
You can't get your hands on it.
It's beautiful. It's just the right shade. It's just black, isn't it? That's what you want. I love a black kit. Black and red are the two. That's what it should be for me, especially not
I think that
black colour.
I do think that the black one gets you into... where it can become a fashion item as well. You wear your red Liverpool kit as your support for the club. I don't think many adults will wear the soap green one, but the black one, that's something you can just wear casually about. So, again, Nike know what they're doing. They're not soft, and it ticks all the boxes. Again, I imagine Footy headlines are right.
Yeah.
They've definitely got the bases covered.
Well, let us know what you think of the kit colours. Obviously, there aren't any actual kit designs out there, but the colours are out there. Let us know what you think.
What would I look like in purple, Barney or Grimace? Like, which of the two?
I'm about to say something terrible then.
Don't.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't.
We'll move on anyway. Liverpool want to sign David Neres, in quotes. This is from Sports Mall. It's gone around a few of these rumouring sites. Basically, Liverpool have reportedly pinpointed Ajax and Brazil winger David Neres as a key target, according to Calcio Mercato. I'm sure this came out a few weeks ago as well.
So is
stuff on Transfermarkt. If you haven't seen anything of him, go watch a compilation on YouTube. But he's a right winger. He can play left and he can play attack and mid all over the front line. His stats this season is he's played 13 games and he's scored two. And then last season was where he really shone, I guess, Steve.
Yeah.
In 50 total appearances for Ajax, he scored 12 and got 15 assists, and that's the kind of return you want from your front playing.
Anyone who's subscribed to the website, check out the Reds News Roundup. We went quite in depth on him and the signing. There's nothing for me, Paul, and Roster. I chat on him. The quick point to say is look at these two goals here. The two goals he scored, Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Juventus,
yeah.
big game. You know, you're talking a last 16 game in the Bernabeu, and then you've got a quarter final home leg against Juventus, were many people's tips to win that competition.
Yeah,
he's performed in big games. So although he's a young player, he's got the big game experience. I think Liverpool still need to add one more forward line to their forward line. As much as I love Divock Origi, I would like an upgrade, if I'm honest.
You'd rather Divock Origi, because I love Divock Origi holding the ball up and the way that he can like link up play from a long ball. I love the way he can do
there's,
that.
But there's still room for another. There's of room. Origi can then just become your backup centre forward.
Exactly.
And then someone like Neres can be your guy who spots Salah or Mane or whatever. He can play centrally as well, like attacking midfield, number 10 role. So I think like if I had the choice of like the profile of signing that people are going to make, he kind of fits the bill.
Well, it says here Ajax bought him for 10.8 mil and his current market value is 40. 40 million's pretty cheap at the moment.
Yeah, you probably have to pay more. Ajax are good at selling. Of course, I give them that. But I mean, £50 million these days gets you what? It gets you half of Harry Maguire's big fat head.
You know what I mean?
If you can get him for around that fee, I think it's a no-brainer. I do think they need one more.
And he's the right age as well to kind of mould him into that player that you want him to be, isn't he?
Like I mentioned before, he's young. His stats show you that he's on an upward trajectory, but also he's got big game experience. He's played in the Bernabeu. He's been to Juve. Yeah. He's played Champions League semi-finals. He's won everything with Ajax.
Yeah.
He's been there, done it. I think it's a...
He sounds too good to be true here, Steve, to be honest.
He sounds like a player who a lot of teams are going to be after.
Yeah,
and I would be amazed if Liverpool aren't even sniffing about. So I imagine there is some truth to those stories.
Yeah, let us know in the comments, would you like to sign David Neres? And like I say, if you want to find out more of an in-depth look at him, obviously the lads did that on the Res News Roundup, like Steve says. On the screen right now, you can see Liverpool versus Genk matchday live. So obviously when Liverpool travel to Genk, we are going to be doing a matchday live. Ashcroft Social and Sports Bar Liverpool, go and get your tickets right now over on ctickets.com. Obviously, there's going to be a pre-match little show, then we're all going to watch the game together, and then we're going to be recording a post-match show as well, which you can watch there. I'm sure there'll be questions and answers. Ask the lads whatever you want.
It'll
just be a night of drinking, Steve, I feel like. Drinking and watching the footy. Who doesn't like doing that?
Yeah, you know I agree, mate. And it's okay. We're raising money for a good cause as well.
That's
obviously, the money it isn't lying in the red men pockets. It is going to the food banks, Liverpool food bank. So come along, have a pint. We'll watch the match together. Hopefully, Liverpool win. Do a little bit of show. I'll probably make a fool of myself on the stage at some point.
That's what the whole point of it is.
Tends to happen. I imagine Chris often does the same.
Well, Chris will make a fool.
Please come along. It'll be really, really fun if nothing else. And like I say, raising money for. Unfortunately, we need food banks in this era.
Yeah.
It's sad that we need them, but we do. So come on, okay. Fiver, good course. Come on, come watch the match with all the lads. We'll have a laugh.
Yeah, and there you go. That's the end of the news. Obviously, go and check out The Athletic if you want 50% off your yearly subscription. So it's a fiver, and that puts it down to £2.50. Just follow the link in the description and in the pinned comment. Obviously, the See Tickets link will be in the pinned comment and the description as well. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Si, behind. Oh, no, we've got comments to do, sorry. I was about to end without speaking to all the people.
To the masses, we need the people.
We haven't got too much time for comments, but I'd just read out a couple. We had a super chat in from Matthew Eckersley, who said, hey lads, watching from the south of France, do you think the kid deal with Nike will help with exposure for Liverpool and also help for financial income for the stadium expansion?
The first one, out the exposure, yes, because Nike will have Serena and LeBron and Drake wearing this kit. Liverpool could be the new fashion brand, hence the black kit.
Yeah.
I think... look at what they're doing with PSG now in terms of making PSG into a brand, fashion brand. I think it would be huge exposure. Money-wise, Liverpool aren't stupid. They are getting as much money as they can. These lads know what they're doing. So, I think on both counts, I think you're absolutely spot on there, pal. I wouldn't be surprised if in a year's time, Liverpool is everywhere. If this deal goes through, I really do think that will happen.
I'd love that.
Just a couple on tonight's game. Ghost says, hope we start either Ox or Naby versus Red Bull tonight.
Me too.
We've got to be... brave in midfield, and Havard, he says, I'm actually nervous for this game. He smashed both Leipzig and Celtic in the league last season.
Yeah. I'm nervous, but that's a good thing. I think it's one of them. I'm nervous for every Liverpool game because it's one of them. I'm nervous, but I also know the team out there is going to do the business regardless. It always does the business, and we have people that we can bring in the squad, like an Oxlade-Chamberlain, like a Naby Keita, who need to prove to not just everyone else, but to themselves that they can come in the big leagues again and just go, I can score goals, I can create goals. And it was interesting seeing Naby Keita towards the end of last season coming into these big games
scoring goals and
pushing on the team.
I think he'll play. I think the noises around Keita are that he's probably going to play. You should be nervous. It's a Champions League game. You should never take for granted this. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we were playing Dossers in the Europa League.
Yeah.
Absolute garbage teams who no one heard of, and it was rubbish. This is the Champions League with the Champions of Europe. Home game against a good team. Good nerves are good, and we should embrace it, because my words, there's a team down the M62 at the minute who are feeling exactly how we were feeling. And it isn't always that far away. I do think you've got to embrace these things and enjoy it. Enjoy it for what Liverpool now. We're getting to watch like one of the best football teams anyone's ever seen. We are that good at the moment in terms of points, outputs, winning stuff now as well.
Yeah.
Embrace this. And you should be nervous, I agree. It's good nerves, though. You shouldn't be worried. Like, you shouldn't be, oh, my God, we're going to get hammered.
You were saying before, you're looking forward to seeing Haaland. He's an exciting prospect. We missed out pretty much on Messi for this whole career.
Because we were crap,
Because we were terrible. Yeah. And now we're getting to see these big-name players, and we're beating them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's the best of both worlds. Usually, I remember when we played Real Madrid, we were playing all these amazing players, and we got snotted comfortably.
And we clapped them off the pitch,
exactly.
And it was like a bonus, yeah.
Whereas this time, we're beating Barcelona 4-0 to send us to the Champions League final where we win it. I love the Champions
League. How are the team we beat in the final doing at the minute?
Ooh.
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't care. It's great to say that. But yeah, like I was saying before, all the stuff I said before, but yeah, go and check out The Athletic. Go and get some tickets for the live show, for the Genk away game. Thank you, Steve.
Awesome.
Thank you, Si. We'll see you tomorrow for more Daily News.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.